Listening to Riordan with the tune Reflection. Before this, Weevil with Forever from the release Remember. Also Sensei and Huge Hands before that with Wait For You. LP Giabi before that with Follow The Loop from the new release Light Places. I'm DJ Firefly. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
WRCT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
since you walked out on me. Nothing seems to be the same old way. Think about the love that burns within my heart for you. The good times we had before you went away. Oh, me. Walk right back to me this minute. Bring your love to me, don't send it. I'm so lonesome every day. I'm so lonesome every day.
Take my way, that's the highway, that's the bed. I get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago to LA. More than 2,000 miles all the way. I get your kicks on Route 66. City looks so pretty, you'll see. Amarillo and Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Nona, Big Sun, Moscow, St. Bernardino. Would you get hip to this kind of tip? And go take that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. So pretty, you'll see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Nona, Big Sun, Moscow, St. Bernardino. Would you get him to this kind of trip? And go take that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, get your kicks.
Your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. forward in another night. Oh, once I had a lover who treated me right, and he lived so wrong. He's doing 99, and I wish I had the money and I had the time, cause I just let those limos slide on by. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. You say you're looking for the time, and I'm a working girl, you just wasted mine. And if you ain't got money, take it down the avenue, cause I ain't got the time for you.
Charlie Watts. Charlie Watts, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop my heart from loving you. If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Hey, kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy College Station.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I've gone away. One for every time I should have stayed. Should have wore my wedding ring. I've got 16 days, 15 of those are nights. Can't sleep when the bed she fights. It's way back to your side. We'll close the sky and run.
Away from you. Got a Bible and a rosary. God, I wish that you were close to me. Cause I owe you an apology. Got 16 days, 15 of those are nights. Can't sleep when the bedsheet fights. Sway back to you, your side. Well, the ghost has got me running.
The ghost has got me running.
Well, the ghost has got me running.
The ghost has got me running.
Away from you, away from you, away from you. Well, the ghost has got me running.
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 Away from you, away from you, away.
Takes a tug upon He was reared to give respect, but somewhere down the line he chose to whistle as the wind blows. Whistle as the wind blows. That the tree had lost its middle, so he built a trunk of chicken wire to try to hold it up. But the wire turned the lizard skin and he climbed inside. It wasn't even time to say goodbye to Winslow Jean. So whistle as the wind blows. Whistle as the wind blows.
Everybody's gotta hold on, hope it's the last thing that's holding me. Invitation to the last dance, then it's time to leave. That's the price we pay when we deceive.
gotta hold on, hope it's the last thing that's holding me. Everybody's gotta hold on, hope it's the last thing that's holding me. Everybody's gotta hold on, hope it's the last thing that's holding me.
Say I love you, babe. Won't say I need you, babe. But I'm gonna get you, babe, and I will not do you wrong. Living's mostly wasting time. I'll waste my share of mine. But it never feels too good, so let's don't take too long. For you're soft as glass, and I'm a gentle man. We got the sky to talk about and the world to lie on. Well, days up and down they come, like rain on a kunda drum. Forget most, remember some, all but don't turn none away. Everything is not enough, nothing is too much to bear. Where you've been is good and gone, all you keep is the getting there. But to live's to fly, all low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. Goodbye to all my friends, it's time to go again. Think all the poetry and the picking down the line. I miss the system here, the bottom's low and the treble's clear. But it don't pay to think too much on things you leave behind. Well, I may be gone, but it won't be long. I'll be bringing back the melody and the rhythm that I find. We all got holes to fill. Them holes are all that's real. Some fall on you like a storm, sometimes you dig your own. The choice is yours to make, and time is yours to take. Some dive into the sea, some toil upon the stone. But to live's to fly, low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. Oh, shake the dust off of your wings and the tears out of your eyes.
The stars are shining brighter than the night that I remember. My thoughts are like a river, reflecting in all directions. I'm gonna afford her, but not today. I'm gonna ride her, but not today. With the windows down, a beer in one hand.
I'm over you. I'm over you. Miles of country road, rise, rise away. The cars are by the river, clouds are in the coffee shops around here. I'm gonna fold her, but not today. I'm gonna ride her, but not today. I'm over you, I'm over you. I'm over you. I'm over you.
It takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is a commentary on the Black World Media Network.
You may recall the last conversation I had with you was on how the politicians were playing chicken with the debt ceiling. Well, by now, your president has signed the bill and went on TV extolling its virtues. As an organizer, I know we are supposed to be watching those kinds of addresses so that we can speak intelligently about it to folks who want to understand better what happened and why. But this week was not a good week for me, and I just could not stomach watching another politician looking at me through the camera and telling me what a great thing that had just been done for the American people when you know you've been totally screwed. So let's break down what happened, because I wish I could say anything other than I told you so. So first of all, the legislation capped spending for the next 2 years. So they got up until, 2025 or something like that. But what's interesting is that they are taking back the $28 billion in unspent and unobligated funds from the COVID-19 relief packages. These are packages that the Congress passed during the pandemic to help alleviate some of the stressors and provide services for towns and cities throughout the country. Now, why it's unspent is a mystery to me, because I know those folks needed that, but that may be the topic of another podcast. Biden decided that they were going to make students start paying back those student loans. Remember, he had put a moratorium on that during COVID to give some of these folks some relief from that pressure. Well, now not only did they take the moratorium off and those borrowers will have to start paying back at the end of the summer, the legislation prohibits the administration forever extending it again. That's some wicked stuff, y'all. The other thing they did, which was going to be of concern for poor folks, is that they decided that they were going to add work requirements to those people getting TANF and food stamps. Now, they gave veterans and homeless people a little reprieve for a little bit of time, but basically any childless, able-bodied adult from 18 to 49 years old will only be able to get food stamps for 3 months out of every 3 years if they work 20 hours a week or meet some other criteria. This legislation will increase the limit of the mandate to age 55 in phases. So before you know it, y'all, 70, you know, they'll still be requiring people to work. I guess probably, I shouldn't say that, up until you get retirement, you will be working, trying to get your benefits. Again, wicked. The other thing that's happening is there was some money, a lot of money, that was put into what they call the Inflation Reduction Act. They were going to give the Internal Revenue Service $80 billion over the next decade to do what? To help the IRS enforce the tax code for wealthy Americans. That completely got taken off the table, y'all. They do not want anybody messing with the cushy kinds of deductions that these people are taking where you have them paying absolutely no income tax. So that's off the table. So they'll continue doing their little dirt and getting by with what they've been doing. But the other thing I thought was very interesting is that this package, including speeding up the creation of the Mountain Valley Pipeline, and this is like a 300-mile natural gas pipeline that's going through indigenous people's land, and Manchin was the one who pushed for that and has been pushing for that. So this has infuriated the environmentalists down there, and well, it should. And hopefully they do some things that will help detain that, obstruct that, or whatever. But yes, that was thrown into the package, and that has nothing to do with reducing the debt ceiling. In fact, that looks like to me it's going to be more money. So there we have it, you all. The debt ceiling has been, the catastrophic outcome has been averted, but always on the backs of working class people. This is Jamala Rogers, your Black feminist organizer, just expressing myself. Thanks for listening.